you know, you have to read between the lines a little bit, and you have to look at, you know, what's the bloodline of the coaches that are there, and you know, where have they cut their teeth, and what type of schemes have they been in, and you have to, you know, have a little bit of foresight, you hope, and guess right, and then be able to adjust on the go in the course of the game if you're wrong, and if you're totally wrong, start from scratch on the sideline. But hopefully the coaches, and I think they have done a nice job of trying to figure out at least most of what we're going to get. Both of those guys can make plays, and both of those guys have to be accounted for. The fortunate thing about playing against defensive linemen, they wave, meaning they rotate. They're not on the field every play. So you have to be intelligent with some of the things you do and aware of when and where they are. And they can still rush the passer, I promise you. That's like the story we're still writing, right? So we'll find out. And again, Brandon Marshall is a big piece of what we're doing, a big piece of the puzzle, but there are other weapons on our football team. And so we want to make sure that we spread the ball out, and we want to make sure that we go to the matchups that are favorable to the Bears. No, I'm excited, like you guys are. I mean, but there are other players we have, and not to downplay the role that he's going to have for us, but there are other players on our team. And yes, he's a great player, and yes, he's made many plays, and he's going to make a lot of plays as a Bear, but there are other players that we're going to get the football to. Really good. You know, I think we gave up four sacks in the last three games and some good fronts. We certainly didn't run it more than we threw it. We threw it more than we ran it. So we had some good tests, and we had some teams that blitzed some, and we played a couple road games, and good road game in New York, and I feel good about where we're going. I don't feel good about where we're at yet, but I feel good about where we're going. Yeah, and he's going to take a while to be up to full speed. I don't believe he's, you know, all the way back yet. The endurance in his leg is going to come with game time. We're going to certainly be very careful of if it appears that he's getting tired, and we have other guys, you know, Chris, that can go and spell him a little bit if we have to. But I'm anxious to see him play. I thought he came on real well at the end of the preseason, really was run blocking well towards the end of preseason, and his pass protection has gotten better. So I'm excited to see, you know, how he matures as a player and how he grows. And he's a big part of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to be.